This week, kids in Sioux Falls are planting seeds and sprouts in four raised garden beds next to a parking lot. A few days ago, we brought you a conversation from Groundworks Midwest about teaching gardens. Volunteers have now constructed more places for food to grow. Here's a look at Friday's build. Inside a daycare classroom, delicate two-year-old hands squeeze a spray bottle. A mist of water settles on bright green shoots several inches high.
All year, we have been tending to his hibiscus plant and a succulent, and so they make rain.
Catherine Schultz at the Boys and Girls Club helps kids cultivate wheat sprouts and seedlings. She says her tiny students learn big responsibility.
We have to work with the earth in order to have our plants and vegetables, fruits, and just flowers.
Two-year-olds stream out the door and toddle toward a giant mound of soil.
Hey, do you know what this dirt is going to be used for?
Beans.
Beans?
Beans. No gardening.
But how does a garden come from dirt?
Because we plant water. Can we plant seeds?
Oh, and then what happens?
We plant water. It makes food.
A typically quiet parking area hosts frenzied activity. A dump truck pulls into the lot. Its brakes hiss. The driver maneuvers the equipment next to a pile of brown earth. The bed rises and rich crumbs tumble down and soon settle in a 5-foot-tall mound. Richard Dickey is a master gardener.
Other pile over here, the dark black stuff, is compost that the city, you know, they collect the leaves and the garbage people haul the leaves and stuff out there and grass clippings, and they grind it all up and the tree branches and then they compost it, which is a process that heats, the heat builds and kills all the weed seeds and stuff that's in there, and it's beautiful stuff.
Dickey says children love dirt, but they don't understand its purpose.
It's surprising because there's a whole generation of kids that don't know where food comes from.
Carrots and pickles are growing at home?
Yes, but the pickles are not even growing yet.
The pickles have not come up yet?
Mine's are not growing.
Yours, are they just green, so they're just starting? Yeah, that's what we're getting ready to do here. So we're gonna...
The two-year-olds offer their bucket-carrying skills. Teachers load ice cream pails half full of compost, and the kids haul them from the pile to the garden. Some twos take two at a time.
Do you have muscles?
Yeah.
Are they big or are they small?
Yeah.
Do you like the word yeah?
Yeah.
The little ones estimate their contribution to constructing raised garden beds.
How many buckets have you carried over here?
I think 10.
10?
Yep, but it was a new one, so that means, I think 20, I think 88.
You have a bucket brigade, you have shovels and wheelbarrows, and it's so much of a feeling of that I'm going to actually have part in some of these kids' future.
Volunteer Dave Roberts measures lumber. He wields a power drill to urge long gold screws into wood panels that support above-ground gardens.
Making these garden boxes is a sense of accomplishment because I can see the other side of what's going to happen and what's going to come out of this whole project. From boards to dirt to seed to harvest. It's a beautiful thing.
Workers and volunteers with different backstories and motivations sweat under the midday May sun.
I am carrying some compost right now and put it in the raised bed. So
I'm in the middle of the
bed.
Spreading compost.
I'm putting some dirt in the wheelbarrow so I can help them take it over to the garden bed so we can start getting them leveled off so they can start planting some seeds in there. So.
Okay, we want to fill this alternate compost with soil. We want a nice mound right in the middle.
Tim Olson is executive director of Groundworks Midwest. He says the dirty work happens now with literal heavy lifting. Olson says after that, it's up to kids and nature.
That mid-July, end of July, the garden just catches its own stride. And it just, everything is green and lush. And it's a remarkable, it's like magic. You know, you start here with this black soil, black compost. And in 8 to 10 weeks, you've got this zenith green. And it's magical.
Olson champions the work as a way to show children the basics of coaxing seeds into the sun to become real food. He says that makes a difference as kids grow up and wrestle with different concepts like sustainability. The conversation starts simply.
Dirt.
What color is it?
Black.
What happens with dirt?
It grows.
These gardens are soon to be the source for ingredients on pizza. One raised bed contains a salad bar, and another, it's full of underground surprises like carrots and potatoes, all food that grows in the ground. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls. And with the latest installation in Sioux Falls, Groundworks Midwest is up to 72 raised teaching gardens.